Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 24, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. We're doing New Earth Support, our weekly call to help along the Great Golden Age. So if you're new to this, welcome. If you're returning, so glad to have you back. And everything I say will apply equally whether you're on the live call or on the recording afterward. So hang on. Energy's moving already. So my invitation, as I explain this intro, is just relax and feel your breath as I'm telling you this. So once I finish this intro, I'm going to call the directions of my mesa, my altar on the floor there. Then I'm going to call in a bunch of allies. They're from many different religions and traditions, but they're all of love and light, all of high vibration and benevolent intent. So we're going to be working with a sweet group of allies. Then after that, most likely, I'll guide you all through embodied awakening process. That just takes a few minutes and it gets you in a really sweet space. Then we relax and the allies start guiding and I'll relay their instructions and guidance. And our main reason here is because we want to help out the new earth and help the earth get into its golden age. But we always get sweet benefit ourselves. So it's a total win-win. All right, so let's dive in. I do request also, please give this your full attention. Please do not multitask while you're doing this, and that goes for whether you're out live or on the recording. The way these work is that the essence of the event is held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space, and it's literally affected by everyone who experiences it live or on the recording. So my request is that behave as if you were right here in the room with me, and that just kind of be that level of focused and pure, you know, just doing this. So that'll give you a better experience. It'll give everyone else a better experience. This is a group thing. I'm facilitating, but we're all co-creating the field. So I think you'll have a much richer experience if you can do that. If you can't do that right now, then please wait until you can and then use the recording if you're a member of Awakening Plus to do that. All right, so I think that's all the prelude words. Yep, the energy wants to start. So I invite you now to close your eyes, relax, and just rest in passive breath awareness or awareness of energy movement, whichever is stronger as I do the energetic setup. Pachamama Mamakia Viracocha Inti Quichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo. I call the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. I call Amma Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear, and Kangaroo. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Thisa, Zachary, Deborah, West, Moo. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. All right, we have a vibrant field. So now we're going to call in our own embodied awakening. And because there might be someone new, I'll give a full explanation. So this is where, and this is optional, you can do it or not if you wish. I do recommend it though, it's awesome. So this is kind of like instead of to use your body as a car metaphor, instead of you driving the car, the personality, you're going to have your ego drive the car. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. Your higher self will drive the car and your ego is in the passenger seat. And I shouldn't do this with my eyes open because the visuals are distracting me. So the good news is that even though the higher self is driving, your ego is still the boss. And if at any moment you don't like the divine's driving, you just slide over, take the wheel again. And just like that, your ego is back in control. So there's no risk. There's no danger. You're perfectly safe. The benefits of having your divine drive are pretty awesome, though. There's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out, you just know what to do through intuition a lot more. and there's much more bliss. And there's way more cool stuff that you can't even put into words. But you'll know it when you get there. So that's the invitation. So if you would like to call your higher self in, oh, one other really important thing, you will only get as much awakening as you're ready for. Anyone's body can only hold so much divine energy, and your higher self's going to be very careful to only give you as much as you can comfortably hold. So you can relax and know that exactly the right amount's going to come in. So if you would like to join me in this, I invite you now to repeat. I'll tell you when to start. I'm going to give you 8 words, and I recommend you say them out loud if you can, silently if you must. So starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. That was you speaking to your higher self. Now you can relax, and the best strategy now is just to go really passive and just feel your breath come and go. So you've called it in, and now the divine does it for you. So if you want the most awesome result from this, my recommendation is that you do not use any effort to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, let the divine soak into you like you're a sponge in its water. The more passive you are, the better it works. If you get distracted, and we'll call a distraction anything that isn't simple breath awareness, let the distraction be as it is with no resistance. It is an uninvited guest, and you don't have to pay it any further attention. So just relax your attention back into your breath very gently, very persistently. And if the distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. It'll all work out. But again, don't fight the distraction, because that will only feed it energy and make it stronger. So just relax back into breath very gently and just feel that again. So quite a few folks are in embodied awakening already. It feels really sweet. Somehow I'm able to feel the energy of everyone throughout time who will ever do this call live or on the recording. So no matter when you're doing it, I am feeling you right now. And just relax, let the divine saturate you. Those who are already in embodied awakening, just relax into that. And the more of us that are there, the easier it'll be for everyone else to come join us in embodied awakening. The way you can tell that you've achieved embodied awakening is that 4 things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. All that's going on, then you got it. You're in embodied awakening. Okay, we'll leave just a moment longer for any stragglers to catch up. If you're not quite there yet, just no effort, please. That'll just slow it down. Just relax fully, be fully passive. You've already called the divine, just let it soak on in. Be passive. That feels really sweet. Well done. So if you didn't quite make it to embodied awakening, don't worry. You can still do the rest of the call with us. Just follow the guidance the best you can. I'll also mention that sometimes people get a unique customized experience on these calls. And if you discover you're experiencing something different than what I'm describing, that's okay. Just go with it. Please don't force your experience to try to match my words. I'm narrating what the majority of people are experiencing. So the divine is definitely tugging on us. So they're, oh, there they come, starting to put energy into the brain. So now just relax, and you can either rest in breath awareness or the awareness of the energetic process that's happening within you. Whichever is easier to feel, just go with that. I would say if you're able to feel the energetic motion, I would make that the point of attention. And again, very light touch of attention, just like the touch of a feather, barely enough effort to feel what's going on. And just let that be just the right amount of energy. Yeah, my head's getting a really nice head buzz right now. If there's a period of silence, it's okay. I am with you. Just relax into whatever process you're in if there's an extended silence like the one we just had. So what I'm perceiving is that we're getting a new frequency in our bodies. And just as has happened on our more recent calls, we're being upgraded as much as possible before we start blessing the planet. Because the more awake and shiny and bright we are, the more helpful we are to the awakening process. Everybody wins. So just relax and just notice yourself being brightened up, illuminated. There's most likely some bliss going on. Just let it be what it is. Relax, accept. Now I feel more like energy than flesh. What usually happens on these calls is instead of being just one place or the other, you're out of body or in body, it's like a little bit of both. And the proportion of consciousness in one place or the other is, you know, shifted by the divine at the appropriate time. There's nothing you have to do, just relax and let the divine run this. They're very good at what they do here. Yeah, so I'm simultaneously aware of the blissed out physical body and also the part of me in the inner world that's just pure energy. Having two or more points of consciousness active at the same time is actually fairly common on these calls. And it's not something, again, don't try to make it happen, but it may happen spontaneously and then you'll notice, oh, I'm two places at once and it's like no big deal. So just allow it to happen if it's happening. Now there's some group blending happening at the spirit level. Those of us on this call, again, any point in time, are being given the opportunity to merge consciousness with the others who are in this service. And again, that will be happening automatically if you're ready for it. Again, there's not anything you have to do except relax. And as I said before, I'm simply narrating what most people are experiencing. And if your experience is different, that's perfectly fine. Just go with whatever's happening. There's a new radiation, where the group us is radiating energy out into the divine field. And they just took that energy and they're now focusing it down toward planet Earth. And just relax into whatever's happening. These calls tend to be really yin. And if you're accustomed to processes where you do things and you visualize and you make things happen, that's not what we do here. So just relax, be, and let the energy move itself. I'm seeing some yellow white light ahead. We've just moved into it. Oh, it's Christ light. Or if you prefer light of unconditional love, light of the Buddha, whatever. It's just the big unconditional love energy. And we're blending into it as a part of just the field. So you may notice in this field of energy, there is no individual you, it's just awareness blended with everyone and everything else in the field. Also a pretty common experience on these calls. And now I'm feeling our combined energies being radiated down to planet Earth. I wanted to make sure we were collectively really bright and shiny before they did that. And again, there's nothing we at the human level have to do. It's already happening. Your job is just to relax, hold space, and just enjoy the bliss of this process. Yeah, the bliss is quite strong. Once again, I invite you to relax, enjoy it, and know that your simple presence here is being of tremendous service. They told us repeatedly in past calls that when embodied humans show up to do this, it's really helpful. There's things they can do working with an embodied human they can't do with a being just as incorporeal. Because it's the humans who need the help here. We need to wake up. Other humans serving is especially helpful. The energy is going deeper yet, very sweet. And again, I'm perceiving not only the bliss of our blended field, but that energy definitely being transmitted down to the earth to help those humans wake up and realize that Mother Earth is a living being that everyone around them is themselves in different forms. I'm now becoming aware of the vast number of light workers around planet Earth. Some have physical bodies, some don't. They're all love and light beings. And there's an opportunity here to blend with all of them as one. And again, that will happen automatically if you're ready for it. If not, it won't. Just relax and do whatever it is or is not happening. And some of us are now merging with the consciousness of Mother Earth herself. So again, if you're awake enough, you can be doing all of this. You can be conscious as the planet, as the beings around the planet serving, as the group field of the Awakening Plus folks, of your individual body back in the physical world. So there's ultimately no limit to how much you can hold in awareness at the same time. And again, my invitation is just to relax and let the divine place your consciousness wherever it's most needed. And now some heavy energy is coming into our field. And we're now able to serve by transmuting some heavy energy from some of those humans who can't do it for themselves. So you may notice some heavy energy being automatically processed through your own body, and maybe heavy energy flushing out your hands or your feet. And if that is happening, just relax. You don't need to pull the healing invocation or do anything actively. Just let the energy move. They've got it all under control. And you absolutely will only receive as much of this heavy energy to process as you're able to. Here's a little more heavy energy coming through. If you need to leave the call before it finishes, just ask the divine to remove you from the field gently, and they'll ease you out, and then you can go do whatever you need to do. I just felt someone who, I noticed somebody had to leave, and I'm saying that for their benefit or anyone else who may be in that situation. These calls don't tend to be super long. They typically run between 45 minutes and an hour. So hopefully that's the amount of time you're able to stay and complete the process. If not, just again, ask them to ease you out. And that, of course, applies whether you're on the recording or the live call. Yeah, that's some pretty sweet bliss. It really feels good. And some of us have merged with all the divine beings out here serving the planet. There's so many of them, more than I can count, all around the planet. So just relax and merge into whatever wants to be merged with. Just be open to it, and the merging that serves will happen. This is a super subtle call. And they're assuring us that we are really being helpful by doing what we're doing right now. Just relax, allow. We can make use of your consciousness and your energy field. And I'm starting to notice a little more awareness of my physical body. And I've opened my eyes. So I don't know if we're done, but let's just feel what wants to happen. Interesting. Okay, you may now notice there's energy flushing from the base of your spine down into the planet. So they're using the part of us that is in the physical body to flush energy through your own physical body and be flushed out on the behalf of others. So if you feel like heat at the base of your spine, in a sense of energy moving down into the earth, that's what they're doing. There may also be some sense of heavy energy leaving your hands or your feet as the heavy energy flows down and out of your limbs. So just allow all that. They're saying it's handy to have human bodies around to clear the heavy energy from other human bodies. They're also assuring you that they're not going to leave any heaviness behind. And to make sure that you stay fully relaxed, fully open, make sure you leave space for them to make sure you're nice and clean at the end. So now they're explicitly inviting us to just totally relax and enjoy the sweet energy. They're saying, for the moment, you're off duty. Just relax and enjoy this bliss. And I'm noticing again a stronger awareness of my physical self. Okay. So they're inviting us now to, while we're still in this deep blissful state, to open your eyes and look around a little bit. And as you do that, they're inviting you to notice, are you still in that deep blissful state with your eyes open, looking around in the physical space you're in? Demonstrating, in case you didn't already know this, that you can be functional in the physical world and still in a really deep awakened state. That's why they call it embodied awakening. Okay, now your invitation is to close your eyes again. New energy coming into the brain. Just relax and allow the energy to come on in. It's all beings of love and light here. It's like I'm the formless bliss in the body all at once. Just aware of all of it effortlessly. Okay, it feels like I'm now a little more solidly back in the body. Wait a minute and see if that's the cycle or if there's more. Okay, I'm even with my eyes open now, I'm feeling a radiating energy just radiating out, up and out from my body, going out into space. Oh, that's it. They haven't done that before with us. So they're inviting you to have your eyes open and feel the energy radiating from your body to the earth and the humans around you as you sit there in an awakened state in your physical body with your eyes open. And that is the physical eyes we're referring to. Just relax and just perceive the best you can the energetic flow from your body to the space around you. Actually, it feels like it's coming off my upper arms and shoulders. It's not what I would have expected. And other places as well, as I feel more subtly. So to see if with eyes open, you're aware of yourself radiating out this beautiful energy to the world around you. As they're saying, we would love this. Those of you who are able to do this like on a routine basis all day, just be awake in both ways, awake, you know, as in not physically asleep in this space, walking around doing your thing on earth, and spiritually awake to the degree that you can just be the conduit, because you're not even sending this energy, it just is radiating out automatically. The divine beings take care of that. So they invite us to play with that if we're so inclined. Okay, you should now feel nicely settled back in your physical body. Again, recommend eyes open. And just again, notice if you're dual conscious, you know, you're aware of the physical world around you like usual, but also still very strongly aware of the energetics of the bliss field. They're saying those who are able to feel this is definitely a marriage of heaven and earth. Kind of thing. Walking between the worlds is another term for it. And no matter how well you're doing it, there's most likely room for a deeper experience of it. All right. Well done, folks. May typed, I feel like a radiant sun. Beautiful. Thank you, beloved. Would love now to open this up to feedback. It's possible they may have a bit more for us, but right now they're opening the floor to responses to what's happened. So let me get that set up. Hang on a second. Bear with me just a moment, please. There we go. All right, you now have the ability to unmute yourself. So if you would like to speak, then feel free to just unmute your little microphone and talk. Or if you prefer to type into the chat window, that's fine too. Nikki just typed, thanks so very much for the privilege of being a part. I feel just the same way. You know, as you saw, I just kind of called in the directions and kind of got the stage set, and then the allies totally take it from there. I don't run anything beyond that point. I just become your empathic tour guide. And Cass types, nice to feel a feeling just as you begin to describe it. What a kick. And then Brandy's typing, interesting how it's truly a different experience every week, unique energy experience every time. I totally agree. Deborah types, wonderful, also felt quite a bit of healing. So it sounds like I wasn't the only one having a nice time. I'm so glad. So again, however you want to do feedback, if you're so inclined, you can type in the chat or you can unmute yourself and speak. You can unmute and activate your webcam. Whatever you feel called to do is fine, or not. Typically, most people don't leave feedback. Sometimes they get emails afterwards, which are great, and that's also fine too. Okay. So last call for feedback.
Hi, I wanted to say hello.
Lola.
Hi. Benjamin, I really enjoy this so much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it is different every time? Like, is it just that there's just so many possibilities of how it could be? Or can you speak to the difference?
My experience is that just God loves variety. I had a very profound experience of that years ago at an ayahuasca ceremony, where even after the ceremony had closed, I sat there and journeyed for several more hours and went to several different universes. And I mean, they were so radically different, there weren't even words for some of them. And I always came back to this one and out to this other universe. And that was the message I got at the end. I took a tour of a few different universes and then was told, God loves variety. And I think, okay, I'm now getting a download about that. They're saying, we want you all to enjoy this process. And if we did the same thing the same way every time, some of you might start getting bored. Even if bliss was there, the humans like variety also. So they're saying they do it a little different every time, or sometimes very different every time. Both to add, because they enjoy the variety, we enjoy the variety. They're saying there's an infinite number of ways to bless this new awakening. So that's what I'm getting. Great question. Thank you. Carmen has typed, I still feel quite blissful. My eyes don't want to stay open. Thank you. You're welcome. Any other questions, comments, anything at all? Yeah, this is one of my favorite times of the week to be able to do this with you guys. I love this every single time. And as I've shared, you know, before, you know, this is just usually so much sweeter than anything I can do on my own. So there is a great power when a group gets together with benevolent intent and can do some good inner work and service. Risa types, thank you. You're welcome. All righty, so let's wrap it up then. So I invite you to close your eyes, and I'll close up the mesa and just say a couple things at the end. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Beloved allies, thank you so much for this awesome experience. Thanks for letting us be of service. Thank you for serving us. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I request that you stay with whoever has been on this call for as long as it serves our highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, that ends the formal energetic process. Just a couple of thoughts here at the end. Most Awakening Plus calls are open to anyone who wants to show up for the live version. But if you become an Awakening Plus member, then you get access to the full archive. We're up to, I think, with this one, it'll be 266 archived events. And amazingly, the recordings are just as juicy as the live calls. So if you want access to a vast archive of amazing things that will help you in your healing, your awakening, your service, that's all in the archive. And I've even created a page that's kind of a best of and gives you the 11 categories that these kind of break down into, the very best of each one. So you can, you know, just jump right in and have the most awesome experience that suits you. Also, if you're interested, and again, that's at awakeningplus.com if you want to check that out and are not already a member. If you want to work with me privately, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other stuff. And all that's described at astroshaman.com. That's A-S-T-R-O-S-H-A-M as in mother, A-N as in Nancy.com. So feel free to check that out too. Thank you all so much for showing up. I love this service. It feels so good. And I know we're doing good for the Great Awakening. Thank you all for your service. And I wish you an awesome everything. Goodbye for now.